Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to They Talk Your Game, off-season edition. We're doing our end-of-season reviews of each club. I am Lockie, as ever, joined by Harvey.
Hello.
And
welcome all.
Today, we are reviewing the Brisbane Broncos. That's right, the Broncos from Brisbane, the Brisbane Broncos. They... I feel like I'm writing an essay and I'm trying to hit a word count, but we're 30 seconds into this podcast, so I probably shouldn't be trying to hit a word count just yet. The Broncos are obviously one of the most supported clubs in the game, one of the richest, one of the most powerful historically, and the last couple of years, how the mighty have fallen, obviously finishing 14th this year. It's still... There's a bit of hope for the Broncos, I think, going into next year.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think that there's lots has changed over the last couple of years. I think that they really hit rock bottom with the wooden spoon. Kevvy Walters came in and he's trying to sort of rebuild their culture. I think it's working, but it's a slow process.
Yeah.
He's given lots of chances to lots of young players. And some of them have been successful. Some of them he's trusted. Some of them haven't quite been ready for first grade. But I think over the next couple of years, they'll be better for it.
Mm.
And they're recruiting pretty well for next year. They just need to get some... I mean, in the spine alone, I think the maximum any sort of combination was played together was 4 games or 5 games. All other games they were shuffling around who was 6, who was 7, who was in that starting lineup, who was playing at fullback. Even Hooker, they didn't have a settled option. So that amount of change throughout the season is always going to spell disaster, really.
Yeah, well, hopefully it was a purposeful thing and hopefully the club sort of made a purposeful decision to say to Kevin Walters, like, you know, look, your job is safe for this year. Like, you know, blood some players, try some half combinations so that 2022, this doesn't happen again, you know. Hope, like, and he's getting, you know, he's getting one of the best halfbacks in the world at his club next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's given a lot of players some auditions for that 6 jersey next year, but the 7, barring an injury or a suspension, which I wouldn't see happening with Adam Reynolds.
No, is his for sure.
Yeah, so barring that, it's a battle for the 6, and he had a few contenders pop up their head this year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think, you know, they've always had that shining light in Payne Haas, who, again, was good for them. But he just, it just feels like he's a bit of a Tamalolo-type figure where you can see athletically he's so far ahead of the rest of the competition, and it's a real powerhouse battle in the middle that he just dominates every week. But to be on the losing side after those types of efforts is got to be tough for him. And he's still a very young player with a lot of his career ahead of him. So I think they need to get up to speed pretty quick and get a supporting cast and team around him that can be competitive if they want to keep him long term.
Yeah. Yeah, and now it's time for Tony Razzo's ladder review for the year, now sponsored by Tony Razzo. How they started the year, how they went mid during the year, and how they finished. And after 5 rounds, they were second last. After 15 rounds, they were second last. And after 25 rounds, they were third last. So as you can see, throughout the year, improvement. That's, that's a, but very minor improvement and still keeping them on the bottom of the ladder. So, yeah, you know, at least they finished. They did finish strong, I guess, by their standards. And there is hope going into next year.
I think that's the only way you can look at it, really. I think this has to be a bit of an experimental year in terms of the players on the pitch. And I honestly think the focus for the club was off the field this year.
Yeah.
You know, like it felt that way that they were trying to get the old boys back on board.
Yeah.
Kevvy Wolders was doing a lot of work in terms of the culture being set at the club. And you could sort of see that in the way that he was responding to their results throughout the year. He was often backing his players, saying he was proud of their efforts in, you know, defensively or whatever he thought the shining lights were, and trying to keep that hopeful positivity around the club. And that view that this is a bigger project than just 1 year. Mm. Very few clubs or coaches have that ability to sort of step back and say, actually, I've, you know, with the security of the club in a bigger question mark than our results this year, we've got to look long term. And I think that's what they've done. And it's reflected in the results this year, but hopefully it reaps rewards moving forward.
That's right. Let's get into some specific fan questions about the Broncos. Vince_8 has asked for the pros of the Broncos and their signings for 2022. So I guess let's just sort of go through who they've got. The obvious one is Adam Reynolds. It's massive. I think that's just like...
They've got Kurt Capewell signing
That's huge as well. That's
Ryan James coming up from Canberra.
That's big as well.
Experience.
That is big. They got Billy Walters, son of the coach. They're going for a bit of a Cleary type approach to a premiership.
Maybe that's the recipe.
That's the recipe, they think, as long as
premiership success.
They might just try Billy Walters in the six next to Adam Reynolds so they can have that father-son combination. Don't know. See what happens. Probably not, but...
Yeah.
Billy Walters might be able to lock down a 14 jersey, but then it'll be interesting.
Maybe.
The difficult thing for Kevvy Walters is, you know, it's easy for Ivan to coach his son when his son is by the best player in the team.
Yeah, for sure.
But when your son's not the best player, if you start picking him, could be some questions asked about what your motives are and why you're doing that.
Yeah, 100%. I think the biggest pro for the Broncos next year is going to be Adam Reynolds. I mean, it's the obvious one, but they haven't had a settled halfback for a few years. Obviously, Milford didn't work out.
Not really since Ben Hunt left the club.
Yeah, they've really been sort of regretting that decision to pick Milford over Ben Hunt, which is what it felt like. And I think he'll provide that stability, that game management, that leadership, everything he brought to the Rabbitohs, he'll bring straight up to Brisbane. And I think the younger players in the side are going to thrive off that, especially like those ball runners that they've got, Jordan Ricky, Payne Haas, even out wide, people like Farnworth. I know Coates is going, but they've got some really strong strike power. In their side, it's just
Coates is going
not being directed.
The only thing is that Coates goes. They haven't really replaced him. They've got, you know, Corey Oates, who was pretty much dropped from the team, probably comes back.
He
in
can
on
come
that,
back
on
in,
that
that's
wing.
For sure. Yeah,
they've got Jordan Pereira signed from the Dragons. He might be a chance at a wing spot. Asako sort of in there as fullback or a winger. Sarko gives me Valentine Holmes energy in that, like, I think he was a great winger who decided he was a fullback way too early in his career.
I just think that there are players with lots of potential here, but it's just that consistency they haven't had. They've been asked to chop and change so much throughout the year that they've not been able to sort of perfect or commit themselves to learning about one position. And there are like specialist positions in this game. It's not just, we talk a lot about players' versatility and being able to move from center to wing and into that fullback role if asked. But the longer that you can spend in one of those positions, the better you're going to be at playing it, you know, with risk of sounding dumb.
Yeah.
It's just each of those positions does make really key decisions that are unique to playing in that role. And I feel like Asako is one of those players who's not being able to learn his craft in a consistent manner because each time he starts to get settled on the wing, he's then asked to go to fullback and focus on a whole bunch of different priorities, or he's put into the centres where defensively you're asked to make so much more decisions that, you know, are arguably more impactful than any other position when defending that edge. I think there's lots of question marks still over those young fellas, despite getting some experience.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Definitely. Another fan question from Luli_Blafoy_. This is about as vague as any question we're going to get and have gotten so far is. The question is, thoughts for 2022?
Thoughts for 2022. I think that they will want to improve quite dramatically. I do think that the Broncos will view a top eight position as a sort of must have next year.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll get there. But I think that they've got to start refocusing their efforts onto the pitch, and there's a certain chance.
Yeah,
I think it's really going to start testing Kevvy Walters and his coaching credentials.
Yeah, it's a big year for Kevvy Walters. It'll be the maker or breaker of his coaching career, in my opinion. Still looking at some of the players that they've let go. You know, we focus on their gains, but the fact that they're letting go of Xavier Coates, Ethan Bullimore, John Asiata.
And Sam Walker and Reece Walsh as well over the last 18 months.
Yeah. So, you know, all of those five are players that you'd want to build a club around. And instead of doing that, they let them go, and then they try and replace them with sort of shorter-term options and players that... Like Adam Reynolds, who was basically forced out of South Sydney, Kurt Capewell, who I guess, you know, it's an origin player, but they're able to get him, I think, because he's a Queenslander and probably wanted to move back home. And so it's not like at the moment.
The thing is about them is they're always going to have a big nursery of talent wanting to come to the Broncos. Maybe that will change with the 17th team coming in, another Queensland or Brisbane side potentially, and that might split the talent that they can sort of recruit. But for the amount of players that they've let go, highly talented players who they probably regret, you're almost certain that there's another handful of players coming through their system at the moment that they're confident can be first grade stars and probably will be, and that's just by, you know, the benefit of being the sole Brisbane team for the last however long, throughout the NRL.
Yeah. And you talk about the nursery of talent, but their nursery of talent was Walker and Walsh, you know, so it's like...
I agree, but I still think there's more talent up there. It's not, you know...
We can only hope.
It's not the end of it.
For the sake of the Broncos, we can only hope. And speaking of, I guess, the long term for them, let's talk nucleus.
Nucleus. Our favourite word. The bulk of their... side that they're committed to long term, and there are lots of names that you'd be happy to see that they've tied down. So for 4 years they've got Katoni Staggs, who we didn't see much of this year, but you know, I think most Brisbane fans would be happy that he's there long term.
He's a potential 5'8", you know, he's a centre, but he's a potential 6 with Adam Reynolds,
especially with someone like Adam Reynolds playing at halfback. So Adam Reynolds is one of the players they've got there for 3 years, along with Capewell, Haas, Piakura, Rabadi, and Ricky.
Wow, that's a lot of players.
Yeah, they've got a fair few tied up, I guess, for that three-year period. Payne Haas is the big one that you'd probably want to be convincing over the next 3 years that Brisbane is the best place for him. You can't see Reynolds signing on again after this 3 years is up. But no. Rabadi, Ricky and Piakura are definitely ones that they want to lock down and build their forward pack around.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that list of names for the Broncos moving forward. It's good to see that. And I think a big part of that has been Ben Eichen coming to the club, hasn't it? I think.
He's made a difference.
Head of football or general manager, whichever role, pretty much the same thing. You know, he's definitely aimed to secure the players that need to be secured, I guess, after the disappointing losses that they've had. I think that when they signed Capewell, that was not long after Eichen got there. I think Reynolds, 3 years, you know, Rabbitohs, it was out of the question for them. But I think 3 years is, like, based on how he's playing at the moment and the way that he plays, 3 years is well worth the money.
I think it's worth the investment. Even if his body doesn't hold up for that 3 years entirely, I'm sure he'll, you know, wear some wounds and spend some time on the sideline just as an older player.
Mm.
But his professionalism, as we've spoken about before, him, the way he approaches the game and that culture, that leadership, it's going to be really valuable, especially to whatever halves they've got coming through as well, who will probably look to take over. On that halves, do you think Reynolds and Staggs will start 2022 as their halfback and 5-8?
I would be... It depends on how the preseason goes, but from what I've seen so far, the fact that Staggs didn't play most of 2021, I would start him at centre and then look to make a shift at some point. You know, I think for me, I'd have Albert Kelly start the year at 5-8. He's experienced. I think he's earned the right to the sixth jersey based on how he played in this season and the fact that he came in, helped them to finish the year on a high, on their version, you know, with some wins. I'd be giving it to Albert Kelly to start. Just start the year with two experienced heads in Kelly and Reynolds.
I'm sort of in the different camp. I think because Staggs has spent a while on the sidelines, why not bring him back fresh with a new mindset that you're a half, start focusing on this. There's a lot to learn when transitioning into the halves. So why not give him all the prep and every opportunity to learn? And it might take him half a season to get to speed with playing that role, especially next to Reynolds, but why not get him learning from day one into that role? To the point where even if they wanted to make a different call for the opening rounds, I probably then wouldn't play him at centre. I'd probably still have him playing reserve grade in the halves.
Yeah, right.
If that's the long-term plan, I just think get them out there from day one and get Staggs learning how to play as a 5-8.
Yeah, like, it's a fair point. It's definitely a fair point. I guess you do want to start round one with your ideal team to go into the year. So you want to give them as much.
And it's all about how you finish the year. As you know, Bellamy has often said, and Robinson, it's about playing your best footy at finals.
Yeah.
And that might cost you some wins in the opening rounds if you're the Broncos looking at a new halves partnership.
Yeah.
But I just think long term, which is what they have to be looking at, or, you know, at least medium term, that's a better halves sort of to develop than Kelly or someone like Tyson Gamble, who played decent when he was given a shot. So we'll have to wait and see what they do. But as we said, it's up to Kevy to prove his worth now. They've given him a long grace period, and it feels like it's really time to shine for the Broncos next year.
It is. Well, that's all the fan questions we have for the Broncos. So, oh no, sorry. We've just done, I'm talking about the nucleus. But, let's, I guess, you know, go ladder prediction. sponsored by Vince_Eats off the top of our head. Where we haven't really talked about where they where we reckon they sit in the ladder discussion for next year.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. It is a really tough one.
I probably have them at 12th.
I was going to say 12 as well.
Is, you know, if they string together, it's just hard to see what their 17 is at the moment, yeah. Right?
And it's also, it's hard to see Adam Reynolds missing the top eight. He just never does
for
it.
Sure.
He's barely done it in his career.
If they have learned a lot from this year and Kevy's confident on the 17 that he wants to play, you know, from game one through, and they don't have much injuries and stuff, I can see them developing quickly into a top eight side. I don't think they're that far away from it. I think the talent is there. The, you know, hopefully the coaching's there so that the systems are in place. And with a player like Reynolds, who can completely control a game, and everybody else has their job simplified because he's out there, they could easily threaten for the top eight. But they just, this is for the first time in a long time, it's a group of young Broncos players who haven't tasted success, and they haven't been there and done that. And the old guard, people like Alex Glenn, who, you know, has been there throughout the Broncos dominance, aren't there anymore. Yeah. So they're bringing in the experience from outside, which is something that's pretty rare for a club like the Broncos.
That's true.
Which, yeah, for my mind, drops them down a peg on that on the ladder to 12th.
Yeah, I'm going to go 12th as well. I pretty much for every reason that you said, but I have no idea. They could like they could be anywhere from 6th to 15th, in my opinion. I just have no clue. So that's the reason why I'm going 12th, because it's somewhere in the middle. It's a nice little safe
spot. Number 12.
Safe number 12. Well, Broncos fans, you know, get on your horse. Get on your Bronco.
Get on your
ride
Bronco.
Up the ladder and from 14th to 12th next year.
How exciting.
Big rise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.